You're listening to live music from KUTX's Studio 1A, and we are very lucky to have a band today called Shibboleth. Shibboleth is a word that I've threatened to define for you or somehow make you aware of the meaning of Shibboleth, and I think these gentlemen, since their band is named Shibboleth, should be able to do a better job than I in doing that.
We can certainly take a swing at it. I think the shorthand is it's a shared secret or a secret handshake in a way. Mm-hmm. But this is apologies to any of the theologians or biblical scholars out there. It comes from the good book, the book of Judges, I believe, and Judge Jephthah was warring with the Ephraimites. And in order to tell a turncoat from a true believer, people were asked to pronounce the word Shibboleth. And as it turns out, the Ephraimites did not have the SH sound in their vocabulary. So they came out with Shibboleth, and consequently, off with their heads. And legend has it that, well, we can't really agree on the number in the band, but between 24,000 and 38,000 Ephraimites were killed in one day.
Wow!
Nice round number.
A nice round number, yeah. It was ended in a zero. We
and
know
that was Jews killing Jews back in the day.
It was a different day.
It was a different day, and I thought let's see if we can figure out what it is in our day in Austin, Texas. And I guess the thing that we were all discussing it out in the other room, Peter and Art and I, well, anyway, we came up with y'all. Like,
y'all.
You know, Yankees don't say y'all.
That would be a Shibboleth, yeah.
Yep.
Or a pop and soda.
Right.
It's kind of regionalism.
Just a colloquialism is what a Shibboleth is, something like that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I have to say, as far as music goes, it needs no language to communicate what it communicates. But then there is this idea of music as expectation and surprise or something like that. And that's what your music is all about, because you're so full of surprises. It's just such a delight. But you still ground us with enough familiarity that we do know that we're listening to music. But it's like that's what Mozart does. That's why we listen to Mozart, because he's so full of surprises. Oh, listen to that. Yeah. Or Haydn. He's known for his surprise symphony. Haydn is all surprises. So that's how music works. The music that you remember, anyway. If it's just plain old ordinary and nothing but vanilla, you wouldn't remember it.
Yep.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm so glad that you guys are in here, and you're going to be playing the Cactus Cafe about 8:30 next Thursday
September
night.
7th.
Queen Elizabeth's birthday.
Yes.
Mark it on your calendar. Yeah. And the name of the band is Shibboleth. And do you have a new release?
No, we have an older release. Our most
but
recent
if an older release has these songs on
has
it.
Has these songs.
Well,
these,
then you got to get it.
You got to step up to the website and buy it. It's
right.
On iTunes. It's everywhere.
So it's shibboleth.org?
It's actually goshibbolethgo.com.
Goshibbolethgo.com.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to be Go Shibboleth Go.
Yes, sir.
To the Cactus Campaign. This Thursday night, the 7th. And show up at 8:30 and hear music like this.
All right.